ज्ञानम ते अहम सविज्ञानम इदम वक्ष्यामि अशेषतः यज्ञात्वा न इह भूयः अन्यत् ज्ञातव्यम् अवशिष्यते. नाउ इन वन वेरी शॉर्ट फ्रेज इट सेज मेक्स अ डिस्टिंक्शन बिटवीन ज्ञान एंड विज्ञान. ज्ञानम ते अहम सविज्ञानम इदम वक्ष्यामि अशेषतः. I shall tell you asheshatah, without remainder. That is to say, having known what I am now going to describe to you, nothing more will remain to be known. But it is not only knowledge. Jnanam te aham savijnanam. I shall tell you the knowledge, and I shall also tell you savijnanam. It will be combined with vijnana. Now, what is the meaning of jnana and vijnana? As I told you, there's a brief says, brief words given, and therefore, one would ask the question, jnanam te aham savijnanam idam. Then only it becomes asheshata. It's only knowledge given to you. It is not asheshata. It is not without remainder. It is only when jnana is given with vijnana. Vijnana means visesham jnanam iti vijnanam. That which is vishesha, that which is additional, that which is more specific, that which is in detail, that is called vijnana. Even we translate the word science as vijnana, that is because of the same reason, because vijnana tells you knowledge in detail. The knowledge that is given in detail is vijnana. That which is simply given in tattva is of one kind. I can tell you in essence. But when I tell you the details of manifestation of that essence, then it is vijnana. If I simply tell you that, look, in essence, this is the whole story. But to that story in detail, with all incidents and plots and the crossing of events, it makes all the difference in your appreciation, in your understanding of the main plot or main essence. So here you will get the knowledge, the statement of the knowledge of the reality in essence, jnanam. Then he will tell you also savijnanam. He will also tell you in detail. And then he says, yad jyatva, having known which, na iha bhuyaha anyat jyatavyam avashishyate. Having known it, there is nothing here which remains to be known. It's a tremendous promise that is made, that it is such a knowledge which is given here, that having known, nothing more remains to be known here. And now you will see the description of that knowledge with all the details of knowledge in two or three sentences. And that is what creates such a big anxiety in our consciousness, because we could expect that there will be now volumes after volumes, because jnanam savijnanam. Instead you have only two or three sentences, followed by a few other sentences, followed by three or four more other sentences. In every chapter of from 6 to 12, you have one or two more sentences, and you find that it is so intriguing. And what you were expecting, savijnanam, it is savijnanam, there is no doubt about it. But to understand all this is extremely difficult. We shall see all that as we now read the text of the Gita. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yadatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tattvatah. Among thousands of people, manushyanam sahasreshu, among thousands of people, kaschid yatati siddhaye, only one. Among thousands of people, only someone makes an effort to achieve realization or accomplishment. Yatatam api siddhanam kashchin mam vetti tattvatah. Even among those who are accomplished siddhas, among them those who try, only someone, kashchit mam vetti tattvatah, only someone really comes to know me essentially, tattvatah. So Sri Krishna gives a warning that what is described here, if you do not understand, you try again and again, because even among those who have really accomplished, when they try again and again, then only they come to know the reality essentially.